USA News, I'm Lance Pry. One report, two narratives have come about since the four-year Durham investigation concluded this week. The report claims the FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law, influencing a presidential election. Republicans are crying foul, while Democrats are claiming there's no evidence of wrongdoing. Stephen Miller on Fox News is a former President Trump advisor.
These are the kinds of tactics that you see in banana republics, in despotic regimes, in failed third world states. The task of reforming the security state and federal law enforcement is a matter of survival.
The Internal Revenue Service has removed the entire investigative team from its long-running tax fraud probe of first son Hunter Biden in alleged retaliation against the whistleblower who recently contacted Congress to allege a cover-up in the case by the Justice Department. Attorneys for the whistleblower tell Congress leaders in a letter the dismissals were allegedly done on the orders of the Justice Department. Police say the New Mexico mass shooter this week near the Four Corners was a high school student.
Investigators had more details about the 18-year-old suspect during an update offered late Tuesday.
We have come across some indication that potentially he had some mental health issues, and that's through interviews with involved parties in his life.
The teen shooter reportedly fired off at least 150 rounds, randomly shooting at things, including cars and houses. Three people were killed, several others injured. Police shot and killed the teen when they got on scene. They're still working to determine a motive. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It's well known that Earth is unique among the rocky planets in our solar system due to its vast amounts of water. So how did it get here is the question. Data from NASA's James Webb Telescope reveals for the first time water vapor is present around a comet recently seen in the Rocky Ring. That's located between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A report from lawmakers is due out today outlining the origins of COVID-19. The Chinese government shut down all investigations from independent countries and without debate claim it was started from an animal in a wet market in Wuhan, China. The animal was never produced by the CCP. Senator Marco Rubio gives Fox News some insight what will be released.
And I think that it becomes really compelling, and you start to understand why some of our agencies in government believe. In fact, the Department of Energy and even the FBI have said that they believe that this was a lab accident.
Reports this morning say 39 people are missing more than 24 hours after a Chinese fishing boat operating in the Indian Ocean capsized. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV said the accident happened around 3 a.m. local time last night. The crew includes 17 from China, 17 from Indonesia, and 5 from the Philippines. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has ordered Chinese diplomats abroad, as well as the agriculture and transportation ministries, to assist in the search for survivors. If you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, lucky you, don't you know?
That's because you live in what U.S. News and World Report says is the best place to live in America. Green Bay gets an 8 out of 10 on the Value Index, which considers several factors, including median household income, housing affordability, and crime rates. Huntsville, Alabama comes in at number 2, followed by Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA, yeah.